Welcome to Gemalto and IBM, PAM ESSO and PAM EB. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. To ask a question during the question and answer session, please press star 1 on your touch-tone phone. Today's conference is recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. I will now turn the meeting over to Mr. E.K. Koh, Director, Program Director, Signal, Single Sign-On. You may begin, sir.
Thank you. Good morning. I'm E.K. I'm the Program Director for Single Sign-On from IBM, and we are fortunate this morning to have with us Tom Flynn. He's the Director of Marketing for Gemalto North America. Tom will share with us how Gemalto's line of strong authentication solutions can augment TAM ESSO and TAM EB and drive more value for our customer base. Now, before I hand over to Tom, let me just take a few quick minutes to review Tivoli single sign-on offerings. On slide 2, we have our TAM ESSO solution. As you are aware, TAM ESSO 8.1 was released end of last year, and one of its key enhancements is our open authentication devices interface. And that works and has been certified to work with a line of strong authentication offerings from Gemalto. And that joint solution can together drive greater security, better compliance, enhance productivity, and reduce help desk costs for our clients. So it is a very compelling joint solution that we want you to be aware of. And second, we also have our web single sign-on and federated single sign-on solutions called TAM EB and TFIM. And together with TAM ESSO, that forms our unified single sign-on solution suite. And Gemalto is also certified with TAM EB. So while you're out there pushing the unified single sign-on solution, TAM EB or TAM ESSO, we'd like you to also watch out for the needs of our clients. Where strong authentication is required, where strong authentication is a driver, please share with them this joint solution. Now, at this point, I'd like to hand over to Tom to bring us through the rest of the presentation. Tom, please. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, EK. I'm currently on the slide that starts with Gemalto, Protecting Access for Enterprise. Again, I'm Tom Flynn. I'm the Director of Sales and Marketing for Gemalto's Enterprise Security Practice here in North America. Please go to the next slide, which is 5. It has the agenda on it. I'm going to go through Gemalto. I'm going to discuss the case for stronger authentication. I'm going to talk about joint customer motivations. I'm going to talk about how we, as in Gemalto, work directly with Tivoli to create a more comprehensive solution in supporting trusted identities. And then we'll talk about the advantages for both of us in meeting customer needs together. The next slide, please, is Gemalto's worldwide presence. Gemalto has been in the business of providing security solutions to manage digital interactions for over 25 years now. Key to our strength is innovation, credibility, given the large number of corporations and government agencies we do business with, and certainly strong partnerships like the one that we have with IBM Tivoli. From an innovation perspective, we have over 5,000 patents, which gives us the ability to provide the most competitive and capable strong authentication solutions in the market today. We not only provide products for these, for strong authentication, we also provide services to be able to support those solutions, and we provide these around the globe. With over $2.4 billion in revenue and 10,000 employees, we're a leader in this space. Next slide, please. I'm now on the slide that says Customer Confidence in Gemalto Solutions, slide 7. This slide requires a build, so if you could please open the first tab, which is Amazon Web Services. Customer confidence is key for our solutions, and we have significant deployments around the globe with some very large corporations and very large government agencies. Examples include Amazon Web Services. Amazon Web Services came to us looking for a way for strong authentication to strongly authenticate their SaaS, or Software as a Service, users of their Infrastructure as a Service solution and infrastructure. They chose our one-time password to be able to provide that security. If you go to the next tab, which is Bank of America SafePass, Bank of America wanted a strong authentication solution to provide their retail customers and their commercial banking customers. They wanted a unique one-time password solution that had a familiar form factor, which is the credit card, as you see on the right of the screen. We not only provide that product to Bank of America, we also provide the personalization or the actual identity on that for the end user, the electronic identity, and we also provide the fulfillment, which is something that many other organizations providing this technology cannot provide, which, again, gives us a more comprehensive solution between IBM Tivoli and Gemalto to provide a complete solution to the end customer. The next one is for Barclays Bank. Barclays, in leveraging the EMV cards that are being issued across Europe, and the number is actually up to 3 million devices today, came to Gemalto for a strong authentication device that leverages the reader you see on the right of the screen, the pin pad reader. And this follows the solution that we've already deployed to Barclays, and this allows their retail customers to authenticate, and I'll talk a little bit more about this case study as we move forward. The banking industry is a very important area for collaboration between IBM and Gemalto. The next two examples, if you could open up the rest of the slide, have to do with government business. And the important point about this with regard to our relationship with IBM is that large government agencies come to Gemalto for the most capable and state-of-the-art security solutions today. The U.S. State Department issues electronic passports with our technology today, and the Defense Department has provided solutions that use our smart card-based technology for many years now. So when it comes to the most assurance, the best assurance that these organizations require, they come to Gemalto. The next slide, please, which is slide 8, stated trusted by governments and Fortune 500 companies, is a further example of the large companies that we have established and stable deployments with that adds to our credibility and certainly helps us in positioning ourselves along with IBM to continue to develop solutions for these companies. The next slide, which is 9, trusted by the world's top 100 banks. Again, banking is a very important area for us, a very important vertical. And as you can see, there's several banks on there and several banks that we're currently working with IBM on. ING is one of them, and I'll talk more about that in a second. So please go to the next slide. I'm now on slide 10, which continues the agenda. This is the strong case for strong authentication. And now to slide 11 that has the title, The Challenge for Compliance, Sophisticated Cybercrime. This is a build slide. If you tab through it, you'll see these are headlines, Veterans Affair, Faulted in Data Theft, Massive Underreported Online Banking. Continue opening up these headlines until you get to the USA Today, an invitation to crime. The purpose for this slide is to express the growing concern that organizations have about keeping these malware and cyber criminals at bay. They're getting smarter. The type of malware we're seeing is more sophisticated. This USA Today article that you see, an invitation to crime, was about a very sophisticated botnet that infected quite a few PCs, and the actual numbers for stolen identities is difficult to ascertain, but it was one of the more sophisticated man-in-the-browser attacks, and it really is to a point now where corporations are looking very carefully at how they protect authentication and how they protect themselves against these nefarious organizations. The next slide, please, which is slide 12. This gives you an example of the areas where organizations are concerned and the type of functional areas where Gemalto can work with IBM to provide proper solutions. Portable data, I think we're all aware of the issue with USB or portable drives, where if they get stolen or if they get accessed, it's a major problem if there's confidential information on them. On the mobile data side, the Computer Science Institute has found the average theft of a laptop to cost as much as $89,000, and that's average cost. Depending on the issues that the organization is dealing with regard to compliance, et cetera, and the kind of information there, those numbers can be much higher. And then, of course, network data. to protect network access, organizations require the type of solutions that we provide to keep records from being exposed. So these are the type of areas and the functional areas where organizations are running into the problem. Please go to slide 13. This is an example of the cost and where the areas are, whether it be theft or an accident. Organizations have a huge financial burden, and obviously the numbers speak for themselves as far as intellectual property theft. Organizations and market segments are continuing to put all of their information into virtual means, and again, the virtual means are now, of course, being outsourced in cloud computing applications, so the requirements for strong authentication and single sign-on continue to become more relevant and more compelling. Regulatory compliance, we hear this from a large number of organizations, and this is an issue around the globe, whereas information with regard to finance, information with regard to customers, and certainly intellectual property information needs to be protected, and governments are requiring that from a compliance perspective. This is a very important point, and obviously it's getting to a point now with some of these regulations where even the senior officers of the corporation can be held accountable. And then the last one is image and credibility, and this is also an important one, certainly in the banking industry and many of the other large corporations that we deal with. Having customers' information or financial information stolen or breached is extremely embarrassing. And getting back to that earlier slide on headlines, organizations just do not want to have to deal with this. Next slide, please, to number 14. So this is what we actually bring from a value proposition perspective. I'm currently on the slide that says strong authentication combining security, efficiency, and effectiveness. We all know that username and password is obsolete. Well, maybe not all of us know it, but it's been discussed numerous times in the context of identity management. Username and password is just not an effective means to protect today's modern networks. And the issue of using username and password with regard to the type of security processes organizations have to go through, as in, you know, very long passwords, changing them on a regular basis, is just becoming untenable with regard to the management issues. We provide multi-factor authentication. Username and password is something I know. You type it into your PC, you know it, your PC knows it, anybody who breaches it knows it, and anybody who happens to look over your shoulder, in case you have it sitting on a piece of paper, knows it as well. We provide second and third factor. So our smart card and token products have the credentials on board, are mobile and are secure, and work directly with TAM ESSO and TAM EB products integrated throughout the infrastructure. It's extremely important to recognize that the credentials, the user credentials, never leave the individual. They're protected by a PIN or password the individual knows, or they might be protected by a biometric. But again, it's at least two-factor, and that's a very important component with regard to what we provide. On to slide 15, please, and this is titled Value of Two-Factor Authentication and Single Sign-On. The key elements here with regard to the value proposition, I've mentioned some of these already, but just to reiterate these, ease of use and reduced cost. The frustration and complexity of dealing with passwords and all the management components of that go away with these solutions, and no longer wasting employee time with these password management activities, as well as high password-related user support costs. We found that one of the high costs for organizations today are help desks telling executives or employees what their password is because they've forgotten it. Security is another important element of our value proposition. Obviously, passwords and poor password policy, provide for a weak security component, and most organizations, struggle with that process and struggle with it more and more as security becomes more and more important. Confidentially securing access to the application base. With regard to single sign-on allows organizations to not have to go through and manage access to each application. And that gets the next piece, which is keys to the kingdom. And this is a very compelling value proposition in the market today. Between both corporations, we provide not only the ease for individuals to access their applications and the network, We also provide the security front end so they don't have to worry about anybody being able to access all their applications. And last but not least, we've discussed is the regulatory issue. This is extremely important, and compliance is very important for organizations, both protecting access to confidential data and tracking access to sensitive data as well, necessary for any type of audit or forensics that may be done in the case of a breach. Next slide, we're going to move on to customer motivation. This is the agenda, slide 16. So I'm now on the slide that's titled, Why Do Customers Deploy Trust Identity Solutions? Well, if we start thinking about it specifically from a corporation to government to employee, corporation to employee, business to business application, there is higher levels of trust required in the identity management solutions today. The passing of electronic information, certainly in government processes, is becoming more and more important. Currently, in the U.S. federal government, the personal identification verification mandate, which is the PIV badge, is required for all government agencies. Both IBM and Gemalto are working together at the Abu Dhabi Police Force on a strong authentication solution. And certainly in the financial insurance sectors, for employees being able to manage customer information and deal with high-value transactions, similar in critical infrastructure industries, utilities, oil, gas, and healthcare, where security is imperative and high levels of security imperative to pass sensitive information back and forth, protecting patients and certainly protecting large utility infrastructures from any type of nefarious activity. Streamlining business processes with digital signature is a very important component of our solution. Our solution can carry certificates that are necessary for digital signature. So, for example, in industries like pharmaceuticals, and I'll talk about a case study in a minute, where large amounts of information need to be passed back and forth between labs and clinics, and this information is highly secure and guarded by compliance, leveraging certificates on one of our devices allows you to manage digital signature in a mobile and secure fashion. The next bullet, retiring proprietary two-factor authentication systems. The legacy two-factor authentication systems out there today are typically simple one-time password tokens. It's not really a future-proofed application, and the most prevalent one in the market is the RSA Secure ID. Our solutions, working together with IBM, replace that and allow organizations to be able to future-proof their investment. Not only can our solutions provide one-time password applications, but we can also provide in the same device certificate-based authentication, as well as the digital signature I mentioned before, and the encryption capability. All right, we have multiple form factors, and I'll show that in a minute. Given that organizations now have a more focused understanding of the use cases required for user authentication, they don't just want a simple token, and they don't want to have a key ring of tokens. And then, of course, compliance with relevant infrastructure standards. We provide standard-based solutions. We do not provide proprietary solutions as our competition, like RSA, does. And we're compliant to standards, as I mentioned earlier, like the PIV one in the federal space. The last one, in getting to the issue with regard to consumer identities, there are compliance issues today. Certainly, the Federal Financial Institutions Examination Council, or the FFIEC here in the United States, has required compliance for two-factor authentication for any online banking application. Identity theft is extremely important for consumers. In many cases, the only way that they're going to be confident is if the bank or whatever retail organization they're doing business with provides a strong two-factor authentication solution. And then, of course, as the other piece of it for these banks has to do with e-service adoption. You want to provide solutions that the customers feel comfortable with, that they know they have something. And I'll share with you some examples. I talked about Barclays before. There's some work we're doing with other banks as well. That stickiness is about being comfortable and being able to continue to use new solutions with regard to these type of two-factor authentication devices. I'm now going to discuss some customer case studies to give you an example of who and what's being used. I'm not going to go through each of these. If you have any specific questions about these, please ask it at the end of the presentation. But I'm just going to go through a couple of these in detail. The first one says large Swiss bank in Switzerland. This is a bank that, in order to protect the access to bank operations, they deployed a multi-factor authentication device to over 40,000 bank employees. The next one is a large leading French retailer. That's the next slide, with 490,000 employees. And again, this was a converged access badge, right, that they wanted their employees to not only be able to use the badge to be able to access their facilities, as in an ID badge, but also have the logical access component or the smart card component on it. And I'll show you a picture in a couple of slides about what that device looks like. Again, this is another example of how large these opportunities are. This is we basically integrated with open standards, and we're working with Tivoli IDMS on this application. And again, we can't express who the customer is, but that'll be coming. Pfizer in the USA, here's an example that I was talking about earlier with regard to digital signature. Pfizer has the challenge of moving a lot of information back and forth, and because of the regulations in the pharmaceutical industry and working with the Federal Drug Administration in Washington, D.C., they have to be able to establish a process where if they're not going to be using paper-based processes, they have to use digital signature and use the proper security to be able to move information. Prior to them launching the Gemalto two-factor authentication or multi-factor authentication converged badge solution, they were the number one customer of Federal Express. Since they issued the badge to all of their employees and the employees actually used certificates off their badge to digitally sign documents, whether they're at the Pfizer facility at a remote location or a partner at either a clinic or a lab, they've now become, and I believe, I haven't seen the numbers recently, but I think they're down to number 12 as far as FedEx major customers. Significant cost savings. And these type of solutions are great ways for us with IBM Tivoli single sign-on to be able to further enhance Pfizer's capability. And they could be a great target for us in the future to talk with. The next one is Barclays. This is the next slide, which is Barclays. And this is also another very important, idea, for us and direction for us in the context of banks. This is a device that you see. It's a handheld device where Barclays is issuing EMV-based cards, and that device there provides online authentication and with a standard keyboard for challenge response, where they work directly with the bank to be able to get the key through the P-Sentry device. Over 3 million devices have been issued, and fraud has basically been dissipated completely. Fraud has been wiped out. And again, this is a very powerful proposition for banks and a very powerful proposition for IBM Tivoli and Gemalto to work towards. We're also working right now together, ING Belgium. ING Belgium provides an EMV cap solution like this for the consumers that leverages Tivoli EB. They also provide a business-to-business on their commercial banking side that leverages PKI. Again, very important direction for us in the banking industry. Amazon Web Services, I mentioned this earlier. This is also a great development place for us because in the context of cloud-based computing, there's a whole different dynamic now with regard to how organizations protect their information and how software as a service providers protect access and provide options to their end customers. So our integration with TAM-EB and different formulations we can come up with, are really a nice area and potentially a greenfield area for us. I mean, the potential for greenfield applications is pretty compelling here. All right, so I'm moving on to the next slide, which talks about core authentication at the core of multi-IT security concerns. The message here, and I won't go into the detail here, but I think the message is fairly straightforward. The comprehensive processes that we get involved in from a core authentication component, everything from data security to network security, transaction security, building security, and identity security, provides a far more comprehensive solution and able process for, you know, for end customers than, as I talked about, the earlier solutions like the secure ID provided by RSA. This, in effect, provides much more functionality to the organization to be able to provide all these services, therefore reducing the overall cost. The capabilities for all of these different functions is incremental to the cost of the overall IT infrastructure and therefore mitigates numerous concerns at a much lower cost. Okay? I'm now on the complete solution on slide 24. And this is a one-stop shop slide for Gemalto. We just don't provide the cards and tokens. As you can see on the right-hand side of the slide, you'll see a variety of form factors, and actually the Pfizer card, the Pfizer internal converged badge is one of the pictures that's up there. But you see several form factors there depending on the use case, whether an organization wants to provide OTP only, connected or unconnected, or whether they want to provide a different type of badge with various applications on it. We provide all those solutions. On the left-hand side of the slide, we have a variety of readers, again, for various use cases. And then on the bottom of the slide, it illustrates the different services that we can provide, fulfillment and support for these solutions, operated services as well. And again, that's key for our development with TAM-EB. As I mentioned, of Microsoft on the side of the slide, that just goes to show some of the interoperability that we have with various partners in the marketplace. And then the driver's applications and authentication servers. So we provide the complete solution. The next slide says handheld digital security, and I talked about this briefly with regard to the Pfizer solution, but just in looking at this, you can see all the capabilities that the actual device can bring. Whether it be the PKI certificates, passwords and PINs can be stored here, photographs for an ID badge, physical and logical access control, OTP, and biometrics can also be managed off the smart chip. It's a very important point. For organizations that would like to use a biometric and the actual device as the second factor, we have a solution that actually is a match-on card where the biometric template resides on the card itself, which answers any questions of privacy, right, and certainly is an ease-of-use component. And then if you want to have three-factor security for the most robust security, you can add username and PIN, or password and PIN, the device, and the biometric. I'm now going to the next slide, 26, extending Tivoli to support trusted identities. The following slide is 27. This is just kind of a wrap-up as to how, from a trusted identity initiative perspective, our solutions work directly together, with Tivoli, ESSO, and EB. Ease of use, we've talked about that, how much easier it is with just remembering a PIN and all the functionality. Reduced cost, talked about that as well. As far as, not having to worry about complex passwords, not having to manage, the certificates for digital signature on a multiple machines, you've got the device right there. Robust security, covered that as well. This is the type of these devices are the same ones that are used by the U.S. Department of Defense to secure defense secrets for the U.S. And then, of course, compliance, right? Compliance, which is becoming more and more important to organizations. Next slide, please, which starts off with high-level enterprise architecture integration. We are completely integrated in the IBM Identity Manager and Tivoli architecture. From the front-end piece, whether you're coming in through TAM, ESSO, through a corporate client, a network-based organization, local area network, or whether you're going in through TAM-EB, through the Internet as a remote user, our solutions provide capability for all those use cases. And from a partnership perspective, on the certificate authorities, card and token management systems, such as a company like OpenTrust, again, all of these solutions are pre-integrated and work together. So it's important to realize that this infrastructure has been thought out. Again, if there's any specific questions about this, we can talk about this at the end of the presentation. But that's just kind of a high-level architecture for you to take a look at and use for your reference. The next slide discusses the configurations that are ready for Tivoli Certified. Again, this is a reference slide, but in looking at the use case side of it, on the left-hand side, it gives you an example of the different platforms. I won't go into the specific detail. There'll be links to all of this. But again, I think it's important to recognize that for both the U.S. and Europe and all the other fundamental platforms that we have, IBM, Tivoli ESSO, and EB are integrated across our entire platform. And again, this is a reference slide. I'm now at the agenda slide for 30, meeting customer needs together. I'm at the slide which Gemalto extends Tivoli's trust solutions. So between us and how we provide, support and solutions to the end customers, I think I mentioned this earlier with regard to the fact that we augment the element of SSO both, from a web-based perspective and a client service-based perspective to secure the entry into that single sign-on capability, right? So whereas TAM ESSO and TAM EB open the door to applications and web-based access, we protect that through strong two-factor authentication. Again, the keys to the kingdom, which is a key component of our value proposition. Another area that we're supporting each other on is identity management implementations are linked to larger changes. There's a certain catalyst going on in the market right now with regard to service-based computing, cloud computing, outsourcing, extranet, and B2B cooperation. As organizations move from client-server-based architecture into outsourced and cloud-based applications, working together, we can provide these solutions and provide a complete component versus something organizations have to worry about in the future. And then very important for the IBM team are the consulting and expanded services. Gemalto does provide certain services with regard to our specific solutions, but we need your help to be able to help with the entire infrastructure and handling both consulting and expanding any services there. So we come in as a solution provider specific to our products and any subsystem services we can provide, like fulfillment and personalization of the devices, but we rely on our partners and specifically IBM Tivoli here to handle the other infrastructure components and to work with us to make sure that we provide a comprehensive solution. So that gives you an idea of what the synergies are between us and how we're moving this forward. Just to wrap up for Gemalto, as I mentioned, we are a large corporation. We're the leader in this market and highly reliable. We have contracts and ongoing business with some of the largest corporations around the globe and very large governments and certainly government agencies. We've provided and personalized over 1.4 billion devices in 2008. Certainly important in Canada and Europe and other places in the globe. We're EMV, CAP, and DPA specialists. And, of course, CAP and DPA are the different authentication processes between MasterCard and Visa. We co-develop and promote standard. We're not a proprietary house. We believe strongly in standards. And because of our size and influence and expertise, we can take that position in the market, and I think that also complements IBM. We're both very established corporations in our space, and we want to move the market ahead leveraging standards. And again, complete end-to-end solution provider, and that's definitely true with IBM Tivoli. We complement each other and have a complete solution. So with that, I'll turn it back over to you, EK.
Thank you, Tom, for a very good and informative session here. I'm on slide 33, and I just want to highlight a couple of very useful information that after this talk, you could look to for more information. First of all, there's our OPA listing where you will find useful URLs to other Gemalto related collateral as we develop them. So do look at that URL. As we have more collaterals, we will make sure that you get redirected from that OPA site. There is, at this time, two collateral that's available, the Gemalto strong authentication devices, and also there's a joint data sheet that is available. That's also listed on slide number 33. From contact information on IBM, you can always contact myself or Genoma. And if you have any questions on any of these, please let us know. On the Gemalto side, there is Bill Cashel and Brad Rouse, who you can contact. So if you have any job opportunities, please be sure to reach out to us here. On slide 34, I just want to highlight that we are rolling out a TAM ESSO try and buy, and this will be available to 17 different countries. There is two versions of this try and buy. One is a client download, and one is a client and server download, where things are packaged on a virtual machine. The client and server download can actually be configured to also go with Gemalto. There are instructions on that would help you do that. And if you have questions, do feel free to reach out to myself or Gino for guidance. But do take a look at these trials. Do send your customers there to try out TAM ESSO and also our joint solution with Gemalto. On slide 35, once again, pointers for our partners and our sellers on our other additional resources, the sales kit. There's a seller version and a partner version where a lot of our materials are in fact available and listed. So you will find a lot of useful information there. There's also our ESSO forum. If you have questions on how to make certain things work, do go there and post a question. It is monitored. We have our level 2 folks actually monitoring the forum, so you will get some help there if you do need help. And with that, I will hand it back to Marshall for questions.
Thank you. At this time, we will begin a question and answer session. To ask a question, please press star 1 on your touch-tone phone. Please unmute your phone and record your first and last name when prompted. To withdraw the question, press star 2. Once again, please press star 1 to ask a question. One moment, please. Our first question comes from Mr. Cron. Your line is open.
Good morning. Just a question regarding the position. We are also IBM working with the TAS server, the authentication server. What are the major differences from the Gemalto solution?
Okay. And again, which authentication server?
It's the TAS server that GTS is proposing towards also working together with the TAMAB solution.
Okay.
The total authentication server.
Okay, I'm going to have to – I actually have another individual on the phone with me, Jerome Denis, because I'm not that familiar with that authentication server. Jerome, do you have an answer to this question?
Yeah, sure. I think TAS is a fairly comprehensive solution that IBM has OEM for OTP and multi-factor authentication. So it's similar to a strong authentication server. I'm not sure how it, the two would compare in terms of meeting the compliance requirement for banks and the like. I would say that the main difference that we provide that we have a deeper integration in with PKI solution, whether being in the enterprise market through integration with the VPNs and the data encryption, the data leakage protection tools and so on and so forth. And also that on the, the endpoint side, our cards work with cards and token can provide both the support for OTP and PKI on the same device. So, we can work with TAS as well. We could provide tokens that are OATH compliant that will integrate with your TAS server. On the other hand, I think depending on the needs of the customer, whether they need an appliance or not, and so on and so forth, you may need, to have a different solution. So I think the two are complementary. We provide a much better, I believe, coverage on the client side for PKI and OTP integrated together. on the back-end side, I think both would work.
Thanks.
Yeah, this is EK. Just like to add to that answer there. From a unified single sign-on perspective, the Gemalto solution works with both TAMEV and therefore TFIM and also TAMESSO. So you have a much better leverage of the same infrastructure. You can use the same card to log in at the desktop and also through your TAMEV infrastructure. Whereas at this time, the TAS solution does not actually work with TAMESSO as yet.
Once again, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1. One moment, please. Once again, please press star 1 for any questions. Currently, no questions have populated. Once again, press star 1 for a question. And currently, no questions have populated. Once again, press star 1 to ask a question. Still no questions. Press star 1 for any questions or comments. And I have no questions, gentlemen.
Okay, and with that, we'd like to thank all of you for dialing into this Kivalee talk. And you know how to get a hold of us on our the contact information is listed on the slide deck. So do feel free to contact us and happy selling. And do share with our customers this very compelling joint solution. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, this concludes today's call. Thank you for participating. You may disconnect at this time. Thank you.